about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for all tuning in. Right now, the FBI is updating us on what happened with Mr. Alexis when he entered the building 197 at the Navy Yard with a shotgun. As we get updates and as the FBI gives the report, we will definitely forward this information to you. We've been getting bits and pieces all morning of information as we find out that Aaron Alexis, the 34-year-old gunman who had killed 12 people yesterday at the Washington Navy Yard, had a very interesting background in terms of instances of insubordination, disorderly conduct, being absent without leave, several failed inspections, etc. And we're still trying to figure out what the motive could have been, why he did this. No reports that if he left a note, if he told anybody he was going to. We had yesterday been told that there were two shooters, possibly a third. From what we understand, we believe there was only the one, Aaron Alexis, but they are not ruling out that there could have been somebody else involved, and they are still looking for any other possible people connected to this. The Navy official speaking on condition of anonymity, to discuss the current investigation, said that in addition to Mr. Alexis's previously known arrest in 2004 and 2010, he had been arrested in DeKalb County, Georgia in 2008 on a disorderly conduct charge and held for two nights. None of the disciplinary problems or his arrest, however, I guess, prevented him from getting security clearance. From what we understand, he had like a medium category security clearance. He was also able to purchase a shotgun recently in Northern Virginia. Navy, from what we understand, according to LA Times, gave Alexis an administrative punishment after his 2008 arrest. We don't know what type of punishments he received for his other offenses, but I guess sanctions could be anywhere from loss of pay to reduction in rank. From what we understand, he applied in 2011 for an early discharge from the Navy before his enlistment was up. But because, I guess, of his disciplinary issues, Navy officials, I guess, were thinking about maybe giving him a general discharge, which has been given to, I guess, sailors with conduct problems whose performance otherwise is satisfactory. But they opted to give him an honorable discharge instead in January 2011. So there's been reports that he had issues and felt he had been discriminated against racially. There's been reports that he was a very, very heavy drinker. There were reports that there was even some reports that he had post-traumatic stress disorder. I haven't been able to confirm those. There were reports that he had played video games for multiple hours. The shotgun he had had, we believe, on him was the one that he was able to legally obtain. He also had a semi-automatic rifle. Some of the pistols that he had, they believe he obtained from security guards he had shot during the shooting. And so he had armed himself with some of the victims' firearms. They are now also investigating that possibly Mr. Alexis may have, I guess, issued a grievance with his employer regarding pay. Now, chief executive of the firm, The Experts, Thomas Hoshko, said he wasn't aware of reports of a pay dispute or that Alexis may have sought treatment for mental illness. He had had a security clearance back in 2007 when he joined the Navy. Now, he had worked for the company on a contract in Asia last year, had recently been rehired and assigned to work in the Navy Yard. No personal or professional issues, from what we understand by the chief executive of the firm, The Experts. They say that he did pass a background check in July and a drug test, did receive his identification card from the Defense Department. Now, both the Defense Department and Diplomatic Security Service say have reviewed a drug test and two background checks on him, including the one in July before his assignment to the Navy Marine contract. He returned to the firm in July after telling a colleague he needed to get back to work because school did not pay. So from what we understand, this was somebody that possibly initial security knew. Okay, he's worked there before, coming back, doing some work. The company is a subcontractor for Hewlett Packard. I believe he does IT. He did IT. So this was somebody known. Okay, it wasn't him it wasn't somebody who woke up and decided to attack a school or attack a, well, Adam Lanza had a connection with the school. A lot of times these massacres are done by assailants who have some connection somewhere. Like, you know, why did James Holmes do the Aurora, Colorado shooting? Why that movie theater? Why that movie? Well, he had some connection with the Batman movies. There was something he connected to with that. That's why he dressed up as a Joker. Pretty scary stuff. And so, you know, we stop and go, well, then what was his motive? What was it? Okay? I mean, if the Navy Yard wasn't technically his boss, he had another boss, okay, then why would pay have been an issue? That why would he have gone and shot up people? Is it that we've been idolizing our assailants and our bad guys? Like, look at what happened with Rolling Stones and Dikkard Sarnoff on the front cover. Is it that people, when they decide that they want to leave this earth, they want to leave being famous? And so rather than them trying to do something that is productive, that launches them into fame, they decide to do something notorious. Nobody is ever going to forget the name Lee Harvey Oswald. Nobody's going to ever forget the name Adam Lanza. No one's going to forget the name John Hinckley Jr. All right? And now we have Aaron Alexis, which is scary stuff. Okay? Very scary. Now, with the media influence and all the news stations and all the cable stations and all the coverage, okay, if you have somebody who has a mental illness that's watching all this and who actually is attracted to the idea of his face being all over the media, right, could we be inadvertently incentivizing these people to do something like this? I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Rhonda from Los Angeles writes, Doctor, security gets lazy. I work for a company where we need to cross the security gate, and they just let us through and chit-chat with the employees. It's so easy for someone to sneak through. We need to reevaluate our security system. I think many of us are on edge. You know, if our own Navy could be attacked by one of our own, something's wrong. Keep in mind, from what I understand, Mr. Alexis was already a fixture at the location. So, I mean, we're talking about like an inside job, so to speak. And you bring up a good point where security will sometimes let their guard down when it's somebody that has clearance, for crying out loud. I mean, the person had clearance, right? And is coming in and out. I mean, what we need to change now is just because you have clearance does not, just because a person has clearance does not mean at any, you know, it doesn't mean that they're going to be fine the rest of their days. I mean, at any point, somebody could go berserk. I mean, even the President of the United States, he could technically walk into the White House and shoot everybody up. Okay, he's got clearance to go into the White House, But, I mean, that would have to be the type of guard we put up. You see what I mean? Now, I don't know if the president does have to go through a metal detector. I mean, from what I understand, when his helicopter lands, right, on the White House lawn, the dog runs out, the kids run out, his wife runs out, they're walking in the grass, they wave to everybody, and then they come inside the building. I don't think he gets a pat down. I don't think that, you know, but I mean, what we're talking about is people who have security. Look at the Fort Hood shooter. Somebody that was cleared to be there decides to go AWOL. That is something that I don't even know how to prepare for. This is what we've been talking about, you know, with so many of these instances. Okay? An outsider coming onto your campus, okay, is something that we have been bracing ourselves ever since Adam Lanza. Again, I mean, we should have always been bracing ourselves. It just, unfortunately, bad things happen for us to be reminded that there are bad things that happen out there. But what do you do when it's somebody that's already internal? Many of us work at high security places. There could be somebody already two cubbies down from you deciding to do something like this. Now, I don't know much about what firearms you could bring onto the Navy Yard. So if he had clearance and he had a gun with him, how he was able to do it, unless, of course, security did, you know, keep their guard down. They're like, oh, no big deal. It's Aaron. Hey, Aaron, what's up? Hey, how's it going? And he walked right through there. You know, I mean, we don't know. But it's a huge problem. You know, we were talking about in the first hour, you know, what to do if you think your coworker is suspicious. Now, again, I mean, I could see everybody being paranoid and everybody narking on each other. Well, I want to get, you know, Lulu fired, so I'm going to, you know, tell the boss that I think she's high risk. I mean, this could, you know, go get crazy. But don't keep your guard down, even as a coworker. If somebody is giving you the heebie-jeebies, it doesn't hurt to have a conversation with your manager about it. You know, and I brought this up in the first hour. It's very easy to do that. You know, now, of course, you want to be careful because somebody could say you said something else. But, like, for example, something like, you know, look, I don't know if I'm just being paranoid with everything going on. But, you know, I've noticed that so-and-so just seems to, you know, act a little odd. And it could just be me, you know. Please just calm my fears. And I just want to know if you kind of see some of the same behavior that I see. Right? If not, and I'm wrong, ignore I ever said it. But I think you're allowed to have a conversation with management supervisors. I'd be careful with coworkers, right? But, you know, and what if this is a person that just would come on to the Navy Yard alone? Came on, did a job, said hi to people, did his work, and leave. I mean, you know how many people, contractors come into, I mean, like even my office, I try to say hi to everybody, but sometimes I'm so busy, whenever there's somebody from maintenance or IT or whatever, you know, it's like a hi and goodbye. I don't think much of it. Well, that's a group that could be, and because you're assuming, well, no big deal, they're allowed to be there. And from what I understand, he was allowed to be there. Did the video games have anything to do with it? Call of Duty. I know my family likes to play Call of Duty. These video games, to me, I mean, I really love the Pac-Man and the Galaga. Centipede was hard. I never did well on it, but I really did well on Ms. Pac-Man. I love pinball machines. So I really don't understand the attraction to these violent video games. Shooting people, seeing blood all over the place, to me that's not really fun. Oh, you know what I really liked? I like the race car ones where they kind of throttled back and forth and you were like, you know, jolted around. And I love the race car ones. To me, those are cool games. But no, you know, people just, I guess, you know, they're really into this call of, you know, World of Warcraft, I get there's that whole fantasy thing. I get that. I just don't understand the violent ones. I don't. But maybe people want to feel like they're doing the strategy that, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe this is people's outlets. You know, somebody could argue that maybe these violent video games are people's escape, so they don't want to go and blow up real people. Let them blow people up on the video game. You know, we've talked about how many of us are very pent up. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. But think about it. I mean, in the olden days, right, you slept with whoever. had concubines, had multiple wives. You ate when you were hungry. You didn't really have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You wanted to hit something, you hit it, right? When we talked about this, even in the 70s, in all these TV shows, you would throw plates at your spouse, right? Remember? Somebody would get mad, so they'd throw a plate. Husband had to always duck because the wife was throwing plates at them. You can't do that. That's abuse. That's domestic violence. You can't be doing that kind of stuff anymore. Okay? When you get mad, you used to go and chop down a tree. Okay? I mean, unfortunately, people would kick the dog. You don't do that anymore. You're not allowed to do that anymore. You shouldn't do that anymore. You can't kick the dog. You can't be chopping down a tree. You can't be running people over with a lawnmower. Okay? You can't do that. There's laws. We have to be more civilized. But at some point, people start getting pent up. Now, in schoolyards, kids used to always get into fights. People would start with them, they'd fight. They'd either hold their own or they wouldn't. Okay? Social stratification would be determined then. Who could fight, who could do, you know, who could punch who. Who you wanted to stay away from. Yeah, you could get into a fight with somebody, but boy, did that pack a punch. I never really officially won the fights, but what I was able to do kind of scared them enough where I was left alone. It really wasn't worth them messing with me again. And so that was just all a part of growing up, all a part of nature. You see that with your cats and dogs. The dogs lay down the law, lay down some lines among them. Unfortunately, violence is a part of that. Okay? But nowadays, we do things differently. For the better. But it's something to discuss. We do things differently. Okay? Kids are not allowed to get into fights at school. They can't do it. Okay? Everybody has to raise their hand and go to the teacher. Everything has to be done verbally. Okay? When I went to school, flag football was banned because people got hurt, running into each other, glasses breaking, etc. No more flag football. We had to play badminton. Not really enough to get your aggressions out. When you are really, really, really mad at your spouse, you're supposed to leave the room, go and take a pill. I mean, we do things differently now. Okay? I'm proud of the fact that we don't hit each other as spouses. I love the fact that we have monogamous relationships. But we can't escape the fact that that may be against human nature. Human nature is to punch. Human nature is to lash out. Human nature is to rove and roam. All right? Chase skirt. That's human nature. So, we have video games. Are video games an outlet for that? Is that allowing people to kind of get their kill done? I mean, gosh, you know, go hunting or fishing or something if you want to. But, you know, anyway, do video games provide an outlet? And is that why we have a less violent school system, maybe a less violent society? Or are video games making us more violent because you're watching it and you're watching it and you're getting hypnotized and you're getting indoctrinated? So banning video games, I don't think is going to ban violence. Should somebody not play a video game for 16 hours straight? Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay? I mean, you know, our social network, being a computer, is not healthy. Which is what has happened to a lot of us. We go home and we're on Facebook all night. Why aren't you out there with your friends playing poker or something? No, we're on Facebook. So, it's a subject where we have to, you know, we have to obviously investigate. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40%
40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Fox News is reporting a very, very interesting development, how counties in Maryland have been joining a movement to secede from the state. I guess a group of Maryland residents are frustrated with the state's liberal or democratic government and is joining a recent movement across the country of regions trying to secede. Western Maryland is made up of 5 counties whose residents largely vote Republican, but they feel are underrepresented at the state capitol run by Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley. And the legislature is Democratic controlled as well. I guess the movement began in July as a social media effort with activist Scott Strelzik starting a Facebook page entitled the Western Maryland Initiative. However, it has garnered significant media attention with Strelzik talking to everybody from NPR to the Washington Post. He says, we're tired of this. We've had enough. He says the biggest concerns are increasing taxes, the Democratic-controlled legislature gerrymander voting districts so that the state's big metropolitan areas have the most representation, and tighter gun laws enacted this year, which he says is the last straw. They say the movement is just one of several across the country that includes the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, Northern California, and several conservative Northern Colorado counties. Now, I guess the Colorado effort is backed by the Tea Party movement, and I guess is going to be on the November ballot as a non-binding referendum. The movement was also driven in large part by state lawmakers passing tighter gun control legislation this year. That was signed by Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. I love that name, Hickenlooper. All right. So you also have Democrats in South Florida and Western Arizona counties wanting to break from their states as well, which they consider is run by Republicans. Now, secession, from what we understand, is very, very difficult. Didn't California want to secede from the United States entirely? Secession, I guess, is tough. The rural regions still need these states, more commercial and populated cities. You still need to have state approval, federal approval, and I guess the last time a region did break off and secede, it was the 50 Western Virginia counties that split to form West Virginia. That was back in 1863. Now, of course, you know, they have the nonprofit group that Strelzik acknowledges. They're using it for fundraising to possibly garner funds to do this. But, you know, the one concern I have is if Maryland can do that, then like we saw with the other side, you're going to have Democrats try to take their counties and secede from Arizona, Florida, et cetera. Rather than us being the United States, we're going to be a bunch of ununited counties. And I'm not sure what the answer is. Okay? You know, we had this discussion yesterday or the day before. One of the callers, it must have been yesterday, was talking about, I mean, is our democracy really a democracy? We're more communistic than you think, he had brought up, saying, you know, the government is overseeing our Facebooks, overseeing our phone calls, IRS is targeting groups, conservative groups, etc. In terms of, you know, like the Electoral College, right? It doesn't seem to matter how many people vote against somebody. If the state and the metropolitan area wins, that's the state that goes to the president. So, you know, we're finding more and more that as an individual, we have very little say. And I know it can't be perfect. I mean, if you have all, what, 260 million or however many millions of Americans, as well as non-legal citizens and undocumented people, residents living here, all having a voice. I mean, nothing's going to get done. Nobody's going to agree. I mean, you know, you have to elect officials. They represent you. But it has got to be extremely tough living in a state that doesn't follow your ideology, especially when they start having stricter gun laws and start infringing on your personal rights as well as increasing your taxes. I get that, okay? Not to mention, you know, people being on the other side, if they don't believe or agree with the more lenient gun laws and they don't feel safe in that county, are they allowed to secede? So, you know, I get nervous when people want to secede from, I mean, like even California wanting to cease. A lot of you are saying, fine, let California do what they want to. But we're supposed to be the United States of America. United we stand, divided we fall. Okay, I keep looking at the whole global picture and how we currently, like, for example, one of you had called talking about Obama selling arms to Al-Qaeda, selling weapons, all right, you know, us dealing with terrorists. How I look at things is, all right, I always am worried about the outside threat. I'm always looking at internal threat, but also outside. And as all this news is coming up, right, with, you know, the country being divided, like, for example, the Navy Yard shooting occurred yesterday, but President Obama, even after his addressing of the massacre, there still had to be jibes against Congress. Okay, when are we unified? Is there anything we could show these other countries to show that we're not weak, we're not vulnerable? We do agree on certain things. We are unified. Nobody agrees on nothing. There's no faith in our administration. There's no faith in Congress. There's no faith in our government working together. There's no faith in our ability to secure the borders. You know, this is embarrassing. And it is also leaving us with our pants down and extremely vulnerable to an outside hit. Why aren't we looking unified? Now, I get that. Okay, in the Commons, in Great Britain, in the Knesset, in Israel, there's always discussion. There's always, I mean, we don't have dictatorships, and and we're grateful for that. And we do want there to be back and forth debate. It's extremely healthy. Okay? And having debate should not be confused with us not being united. Us having debates, us having checks and balances, extremely important. But that's not how America is looking right now. And I love this country, and I'm proud of this country. Very proud. But we are putting ourselves in an extremely vulnerable position. Extremely vulnerable. Here we have somebody that shot at one of our schools, killed our kids. And we have yet to, on a national scale, up security at our schools. We should have immediately put armed guards at every school, upped our police force, have armed, trained personnel at our schools. That should have happened within 24 hours. At some schools it did, and bravo. In other areas, within 24 hours, there was a big political debate on gun control. Now, understandable. Scared the hell out of us that Adam Lanza could get a hold of guns that weren't given to him. That weren't legal. They were legally given to his mother. Okay? She passed whatever background check. She was able to get guns. He gets a hold of them, shoots up a school. That is scary. That is frightening. And guns being in the wrong hands do need to be something discussed. Okay? Whether it's on our domestic, or whether it's guns in the hands of Al-Qaeda. Okay? I mean, yeah, we do need to discuss that. Okay? Who gets the guns? How do we prevent a bad guy taking a good guy's gun? That, I don't think will, which is why, you know, taking away the good guy's gun, I don't think is going to help. A bad guy will take a good guy's gun away. So, saying, well, good guys can't have guns, bad guys are still going to get the guns. And they could be violent also. They could be violent with a knife. They could be violent with their hands. There's a lot of things they could be violent with. Or, like what happened in this particular case with Aaron Alexis, you know, he got more weapons from the security guards who he shot. So he was using our own arms on us. So I don't know where this is going to go with Maryland, but I wanted to keep you posted. All right, don't go away. We got more news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess the Jersey Shore boardwalk fire has been ruled accidental. Apparently they think it was an electrical malfunction. Investigators from several agencies, including the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, and New Jersey State Police had been, I guess, combining the charred remains of the boardwalk in search for clues since Thursday's fire. It had damaged or destroyed close to 68 businesses along four blocks. This is being reported by USA Today. The fire had begun underneath a building that had Coors frozen custard and Biscayne candies. I guess it was electrical wiring that had been installed after the 1970s. They said the wiring had sustained damage from sand and salt water during Hurricane Sandy. A spark blew apart live wires under the boardwalk beneath the building. And then I guess it took them upon hours and hours to, you know, figure this out. And it blows my mind how they're able to do that. After a fire and all the destruction, how they're able, I mean, I can understand how they could do it, but it's amazing that they can. So, good for these guys. They say business owners who think that electrical wires beneath their stores have sustained damage from last year's storm should schedule an immediate inspection. Many state officials have arrived in town, trying to help people and, companies trying to recover. DeMuro, who owned Bubba's Doghouse in Seaside Park, doesn't know if there's loans, grants, what sure he could qualify for. He's going to fill out the information. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pledged to provide money for removal of debris from the destroyed boardwalk using money from an existing grant that was currently meant for Sandy relief. It makes sense. I mean, you know, the boardwalk had been messed up with Hurricane Sandy. Hurricane Sandy, if it caused the electrical wire issue, electrical wire caused the fire. It could, you know. They're also going to use, they announced $15 million will be available to local businesses for rebuilding. The damage to the boardwalk alone is expected to be at least $1.88 million. The damage to the boardwalk itself. I don't know, if you split up $15 million to 68, I'm sorry, I don't have my math at the top of my head. I apologize about this. I want to look that up. 15 million, what that device is. That's not a lot of money. Hold on a second. How many zeros is it? 15 million? 1500000. Okay, 5 O's divided by 68. $22,058. Not a lot. Now, I mean, hopefully these people all have insurance, right? But 22,000, not a lot. That's horrible. I had a house that burned down when I was a child. Luckily, it didn't affect any other houses. I was so worried the fire would spread to other people's houses. But that's gotta stink. All right, so anyway, ruled accidental. Oh, I'm glad. God, can you imagine if somebody did that on purpose? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say one type of hormone replacement therapy for postmenopausal women may actually decrease the risk of pancreatic cancer. In the study, they looked at California women, or some women from California, who took only estrogen hormone replacement therapy for symptoms of menopause. And they found that they were 41% less likely to develop pancreatic cancer over a 14-year period than women who never took the post-hormone replacement. That would be the estrogen only. The estrogen only you use if you don't have a uterus. If you have a uterus, you need to have progesterone, because otherwise if you're taking estrogen only, it could cause endometrial cancer. So you need to then either have your uterus removed or you need to be taking progesterone. Now, the one thing, though, that is confusing to us is there was a study in the past where estrogen only birth control pills caused an increased risk of pancreatic cancer. Apparently, women who took oral contraception for 10 years had more than 72, or estrogen-containing birth control, usually birth control is both estrogen and progesterone, had a 72% greater risk of developing pancreatic cancer. So what's going on? Is it that it's premenopausal it can hurt, but postmenopausal it can't? That question rose up back in 2002 with the Women's Health Initiative, where women were getting breast cancer, supposedly, or heart attacks from the estrogen-containing hormones. However, estrogen and progesterone. The question was, well, wait a second, if women have estrogen before menopause, naturally, why aren't they having the same issues as the postmenopausal? Well, the answer to that is probably these hormone preparations, many of them Premarin, like from horse's urine, still has a lot of other substrates with it. And maybe those unnatural substrates could be a part of it. I don't know. So, one of these studies, it just kind of still leaves us in question. I mean, does that mean, you know, if you think you're at high risk for pancreatic cancer, should you be on estrogen? I would say wait. You know, if you're going to be taking estrogen, do it because you need to take it. Don't do it because you're trying to prevent some form of cancer. But it's definitely worth looking at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as this CDC report came out, where we have three urgent threats as it comes to our knowledge that three major superbugs are something that we're having trouble keeping a lid on in terms of our Clostridium difficile, our carbapenem resistant enterobacter, and then our super resistant gonorrhea. There's been discussions, our doctors writing too many antibiotics. Is this the doctor's fault? Everybody always blames the doctor. Okay? So, no, it's not always the doctor's fault. People come in and ask for antibiotics. People do that all the time. I can tell you how many people got upset that I wouldn't give an antibiotic. All right, one of my PAs had seen a patient for something viral, and there was nothing bacterial that looked like it was going on. So she said, viral, we don't want to give an antibiotic, fluids, symptomatic measures, get some rest. Let me know in a couple days if things change. Well, it was over the weekend. A clinic had already been closed on Saturday because we were open on Saturday, but it was later that evening. Parents take the child to a quick care. The doctor, you know, once you have a patient upset that they come in, you know, not having given antibiotics, the doctor goes, all right, well, I'll give you an antibiotic. You know, it's obviously not going away. It looks like strep. Fine. I don't think strep was tested. I think he just said it looks like it. So she's given the antibiotic, gets better. That family, and I can understand why they were mad, because they had to pay an extra copay to go somewhere on the weekend, decides to write the board on my PA for not giving antibiotics in the first place. Failure to diagnose. So, you know, my PA came to me going, I mean, look, there was no fever. It was clear. It was like at the two-day mark. Nothing looked bacterial. You can't give antibiotics to everybody. And I agreed with her. I agreed with her. But after something like that, now, of course, the board threw it out. My PA has a phenomenal, had a phenomenal record. She no longer works with us. She works on the other side of town, but has a phenomenal record. I mean, and I would have stood by her again. I mean, we don't give antibiotics for every single sniffle. Unfortunately, this cold didn't go away in 3-4 days. Many viruses don't. Right? But antibiotics also have a little bit of an anti-inflammatory effect, where many of us will get a Z-Pack and we feel better no matter what, whether we need it or not. So we love the Z-Pack. Patient got a Z-Pack. Patient's happy. They're happy with the other doctor. Not happy with my PA because she didn't give the antibiotic. Well, how many times can something like this happen with your, you know, with your doctor until they're finally like, to hell with it. Fine. Just take the antibiotic and leave me alone. Next patient. So, yeah, doctors are to blame, but it's also the demand is there. And when there's the demand, and I understand, you know, patients have to take off work. Having to take off work risks them getting fired, not to mention it costs them money. If they're going to go to the doctor, they don't want to go to the doctor empty-handed. With the doctor saying, or the physician assistant, the nurse practitioner saying it's probably viral, go leave. They want something in their hands. Okay? There's many people that want an antibiotic at their house, so then if, God forbid, on the weekend they get sick, they have it. It's getting more and more difficult to see a doctor. And because of the lack of access, we're going to see antibiotics written more. Once doctors see that their patients have taken 3-4 weeks to get in, they're not going to want to run the risk of not giving, having a patient not have the antibiotic if they need it. So, it's multifaceted, and we talked about that earlier this hour. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.